Hi, it's Lynn Thompson here, host and producer of Living on Purpose, and it is later in the evening on Friday, April 8th, 2022, and I feel inspired in this moment to share with you a piece of writing that I just did. I'm also wanting to celebrate something that is just fantastic that is happening this year in 2022, is that for quite a long time, I've been longing to have an audience with the podcast guests that I meet with to record conversations for Living on Purpose. And years ago, in the early 2000s, when I started the show as a live radio talk show on CHLY in Nanaimo, British Columbia, I was on the radio dial. It was a live broadcast, and it was before podcasts. And so I knew I had listeners. I couldn't see them. However, I heard from them. And if we had call-ins, people called in. It was fantastic. I loved it. Yeah, so that went on for about 4 years. And then I've been podcasting since 2007 and recording either in person or on the phone or now on Zoom, and then editing it for the podcast. And so I've been, just envisioning this way, and it's just naturally evolved over this number of months. So I'm delighted. It's wonderful. We've been doing it mostly on Tuesday evenings in the Eastern time zone, and that works for quite a few people. Some people are sleeping at that time, so it doesn't work so well for them. I'm in the process of editing the most recent one with Brad from Alberta about precious metals and economic history, just looking at what's happening right now. So that's coming up soon. I've committed to having that edited and on the podcast by Monday, April 11th. And coming up on Tuesday evening, the 12th, we have Richard Hastings with dreamsforpeace.org. He's amazing. He's interpreted over 10,000 dreams since, I think, 1989. And he is really a special guy. I am so grateful to my friend on Vancouver Island, who I met him through and who I became friends with because of her welcome to the community to come to a talk that he gave. Yeah, wow, like 2004 or so. Anyway, yeah, a number of people are registered for that. So he's going to be doing interpretation of people's dreams in this. He's got like this solution-oriented way of looking at dreams to bring about peace in yourself and in the world. So for the dreamer and the dreamed, as it were, the world. So that's coming up. And if you want to be part of that, you can send me an email, livingonpurposecommunications@gmail.com. And I can send you the link for registering for that conversation, discussion, podcast recording. And there's more coming up. We're going to have another publisher on. Becky Norwood of Spotlight Publishing is going to be on April 26th. And then May 18th, Dan Millman, who is known for his book, The Way of the Peaceful Warrior, is going to be on. I haven't talked to him on the show since like 2006, I think. And he's got a new book out, an actual memoir called Peaceful Heart, Warrior Spirit. So that's awesome. And I'm sure there'll be something between later April and middle of May. So stay tuned for that. And you can certainly be on the audience invitation list. And there's always opportunity for interaction. It's more than being in the audience because you get to interact with the guest and ask questions and be part of the conversation. So now I would like to read something that I wrote. Some background to this before I read it. It's just been a fantastic couple of years for writing. Creativity has just been awesome. I've been involved in a number of writing groups, different kinds of sessions. Actually, they've all been great. So I'm grateful in a lot of directions. It's just that I've been now in 6 sessions, and each session is 4 weeks long with Anne Randolph with Unmute Yourself, Your Story Matters. And so we get together for an hour a day, Monday to Friday. We have a meditation and then a prompt or prompts. There's usually 100 people on the Zoom, and you see maybe a couple dozen of them. The rest are off camera. And I believe there's quite a few people who are enrolled in the session and they watch the recording later. So I don't even know how many are actually in each session, but I've done six of them now. And I had a break between the 5th and the 6th. April 25th, the next session starts. And like there's a few weeks usually off between sessions. So I'm going to do that. And I'm doing it with a friend of mine who's never been on before. So I'm kind of orienting her to how it works with posting your writing and getting comments, positive comments, giving positive comments, how that works. And so meanwhile, we're having fantastic writing buddy support, sharing prompts with each other and writing Monday to Friday until that next session so that we're just keeping creative. And it's just amazing. So anyway, a book that I'm helping a friend with, she had a reference to Rudolf Steiner's Seven Cycles of Life, which I've often heard about, and you may have as well, right? Like the Saturn return, right, at 28, which is your fourth cycle of seven. And then I guess that's another double of that, which would be 56. So I will put that chart of the seven cycles that goes up to age 70, I guess. And then there's like nothing after that, which seems kind of wild, right? Because what happens after that? Anyway, I just thought that would be an interesting prompt, because when you have a prompt for writing, like in Anne's sessions, sometimes she'll read someone's poem and you can pull out, you know, what lines or words sort of speak to you and riff on that. And this one, I wasn't sure what my friend might do, my writing buddy, what she would do with it. And at first she wasn't sure either, but the thing is there's always something to do. And if it doesn't exactly appeal to you, you can always just go wherever you want, right? Just take a word or an image, or there's always something to write. And the amazing thing about writing is that even if you didn't know what you wanted to say, you really do know what you want to say. So it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool what comes through, right? So what I did with this was, as I say, I'm going to put it in the show notes here so you can see what the list is. So basically, I just felt inspired to riff on as many of the words as I could in the list. I think I'm ready to finally read this now after all of that preamble. So thanks for listening. Okay, here we go. Just looking for it. Okay, it's kind of one long rap, and I call it Forgetting Remembering. Oh, and I'll just say that I started it with one line. For some reason, I thought of this one line, and that's where I wanted to start. So I didn't really know where I was going to go. I just thought, I just have this one line, that's where I'm starting, and I'm going to go from there. Okay, I'll read it now. Forgetting Remembering. I forgot I am going to die. I am so immersed in gratitude that it tips over the top of my head and I cannot see over it into an ending awaiting my arrival one moment in a day. How many months in total from when I emerged, wandering into this land of illusion, of grandeur, of marveling minstrels, singing tunes that I can hear to follow, overcoming any hollow refrain that disdain may garner drawing near, as I draw dear to me my love of this life path that leads me to where I forget it will end. I send ahead an ever-growing vision to lead my body in full bloom, leaping and skipping, then questioning through crisis in a time of harvesting that allows random spreading of wealth and celebration of health, playing in overdrive of overriding responsibility while embracing it in the chorus of commitment to living wild emotions, raging hormones, and soul-searching sexuality, crying out in duality of solo sojourns, with wondering if ever another will unite in such revelry as in days of long ago memory, where agreement acquiesced in the dance, with full-on running for the door, oh, to implore the mystery, to massage history into believing it full-on manifested everything I longed for, sang a song for, rang the bell on the door for, to say hello, and how long is forever, when I forgot I will be leaving, when I forgot I am going to die, and remember what I came here for in the first place, the thirst in place of hunger, of digging under the surface of my face, to find the me that was ever there and willing to be here for short or long in the moment, steeped in gratitude and stepping free of platitude, coming up to lap it up and strap it up, to knowing that I am glowing in this moment when I remember that I forgot and all is well, because in forgetting, I am remembering to tell you that I am in the last cycle of seven, and beyond this decade is uncharted land, where the wind howls my name and I call out the sound of your name to remember mine. And while I forgot I am going to die, growing autonomy swirls about with mastery at the crossroads, where oneness turns to take a stand, completely unplanned in this wild emotional land. And mother of all mastery is in a fight for understanding life. I forgot I am going to die. So I decided to live. That's it.